You're all set.
Thanks, Mark. Okay. It is Monday, July 25th at 7 p.m. And our meeting, originally scheduled for 6, is being held now at 7. And that's listed on our Facebook also for everybody's viewing. So what we'll do is it's 7:01 and we'll rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. So we'll do a roll call. It is vacation time. It's summertime. So we have a few people out. Actually, a lot of people. Actually, right now, as it stands, Donna and Miguel, as I said, have resigned. They've relocated near Hartford. So we have lost their wonderful services. They're not here. Antonio is unable to serve as co-chair. He has so many obligations. However, he is very happy to serve in a volunteering capacity, which is really what he's always done for these many years. So that's, you know, fantastic. So Antonio is not here, excused absence. Dawn is also unable to really participate, but she homeschools and that's just too much for her. So really we need to recruit very strongly people who really can give a lot of time, because if you're gonna be on the commission, you need to really delve deep in, which is what we've done. However, the volunteers that we do have are fantastic, and they're local, and they're also from Shelton and Trumbull. So we're very pleased about that. And we should see them tomorrow night at the concert series. And this wasn't as part of the agenda, but since we're doing the roll call, it's Ian Schroeder.
Yes, here.
Okay. So Susan and Ian are here. We don't need a quorum because we're not voting. Okay, we're now opening up for the public portion. If anybody is on Zoom from Derby who wishes to have any input, now's the time to speak. We have been receiving a lot of input, actually, which under the agenda items will discuss the public's input, especially for Derby Day. Second call for anybody from the public who'd like to speak. Okay, third call. Anyone from the public like to speak? Okay, public portion is closed. Okay, going to old business on our agenda. Well, we normally would be approving the minutes for May and June, but seeing as we have a staff shortage, and it's summer, it's vacation, we're way behind on those. However, they will be forthcoming. So there's no minutes to approve. However, the public is welcome to go and look at our Zoom meetings that we have held, which the minutes would be transcribed from, so you have an opportunity to hear what's been going on. Treasurer's report. Okay, yes, that would be for July.
July. Okay, well, we had for July, at July 1st, we had the Mostly Green Band for $500. We had the Valley Arts Council $50, Shelton Printing for $350, and then we had one for income from a vendor for $50.
Okay. Normally, you would be doing an income statement, but we don't have all those numbers available because people on vacation and everyone's just not all dialed in right now. So that will be forthcoming also, right, Ian?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Once you get the rest of the figures that you need, you'll mm-hmm. be able to do the income statement for July.
Yes.
We'll attach that with the minutes, and those will be uploaded to the city website under the Cultural Commission so everybody can have a look. Now, the next point was report on recent events. We've really enjoyed just a quiet time here in the Cultural Commission. However, after Derby Day, almost a week later, we did enjoy fantastic fireworks, which were Shelton fireworks. So Derby didn't have theirs because of all the road work going on the bridge between the Shelton Derby Bridge. It was impossible to have the Derby fireworks. So we enjoyed the Shelton fireworks. We also enjoyed, like you said, Ian, the mostly Green Band. And we had a lot of food trucks. We had some other vendors. We had a fabulous show, and people had such a good time. All the pictures are uploaded on the Derby Cultural Commission Facebook site, as is Derby Day uploaded to the Cultural Commission Facebook site. All those pictures for all those activities really tell the story. Next on the agenda was Derby Day Records. As part of our focus on accountability and just being able to track our inventory, we will be keeping all the Cultural Commission inventory at the City Hall. And we were given a nice space room in the basement with a key. Only we will have, there will be a sign out list for whoever signs things out of our what we've accumulated so far. So a lot of the Cultural Commission budget from the previous fiscal year went to investing a little bit in things that we need for our exhibits and booths. And most importantly, too, to me, was the Derby Day Records, the whole 3-month effort on making Derby Day happen is all in a nice little manual. And that will be kept with the inventory, because if somebody else does Derby Day next year, they will have a nice records to reference on how we did it, who our contacts were, who all our vendors are, and so forth. So that's the inventory. Next is Derby Day permanent booth exhibit. We've got this happy book we made, which is also going to be with inventory. And we have had several newspaper publications of our flag raisings and of Derby Day, which we're very proud of, because you know, it's nice to get some press in a really positive light for the city of Derby. And you know, those papers come and go, so not everybody has access to the internet either to look at them. So we have them, hard copies here. As a matter of fact, they will be part of our, not just part of inventory, but part of our booth exhibit when we exhibit for all the concert series coming up. We'll have our table with everything anybody would want to know about the Cultural Commission as far as events go. We have the calendar. We have the happy book, you know, anything else that would be going on. We hope to promote some of the vendors from Derby Day. If they've given us any materials, if you want to give us any materials, we'd be happy to promote that at our booth at the concert series. And that's old business. Okay, new business. As we're talking about the public portion and people's input, we've heard a lot of feedback from especially teachers public school, Derby public school teachers have requested that we have Derby Day a little bit earlier in the year, not after school is over, but either in May or, you know, early June before everyone goes on vacation. And we said we would, you know, take that into consideration. Also, we're having other people from the public mention that. So we thought, wow, what if we had it near May 13th, which is actually the Derby Day founding day, May 13th of, I guess, 1600 something. So May 13th might not be possible because it could fall in the middle of the week, but Derby Day could be held before or after May 13th, the weekend before or after. So this is all just pure conjecture right now. It would require certainly a vote. And there's a lot to take into consideration too. Well, for me, from my point of view, we would have less competing interests if we have Derby Day some other day besides the end of June, because when we have it at the end of June, we have competing graduations. We have that wonderful event in Ansonia. What was that event, Ian, with?
Ansonia Day? I don't know.
It wasn't Ansonia Day. It was a 3-week.
I don't know. Oh, wait. Are you talking about the Renaissance thing?
The Renaissance Fair, thanks. The Renaissance Fair was parallel to Derby Day. In fact, it started on Derby Day. So they had a lot of vendors there that we would have ordinarily had. So we, as far as I'm concerned, all the weddings, all New Haven's events, Ansonia's events kind of take our vendors away from us. You know, they're going to go to these bigger venues. But if we have Derby Day earlier in the year, even like when it's cooler, we might have a better shot at getting more vendors if that's what people want. Anyway, so that's that. That's going to be a continued dialogue. As far as we had spoken about promoting neighborhood welcome baskets, and that's going to require probably a little bit of investment, a couple hundred dollars, because, you know, what goes in the welcome basket would be brochures, you know, anything that has to be printed is going to be, you know, costing a little bit. And Shelton Printing is great, but they really treat us well. But I don't know if our budget can absorb that this year. So we might have to get really creative. And we welcome the public's input on that. It's important to reach out to all the new neighbors in Derby, I'd say from the past year that have arrived from New York, New Jersey, everywhere, and let them know that, you know, Derby's got things to offer. And if they don't have enough to offer, then these new neighbors can come on board and help make things happen, especially with the Cultural Commission. So it's important to do that. It doesn't have to be that costly either. And we'd be happy to do the footwork to get out there and do that. As far as this, oh, and the next thing on the agenda for new business is the summer concert series. We, the Derby Cultural Commission, will be having a booth every Tuesday, 7 o'clock on the Derby Green for the wonderful concert series that goes from now through October. All the concerts are scheduled for Tuesdays at 7 o'clock. And then by September, they shift to Friday nights at 6:30. So we're looking for volunteers to help with the booth. And the fun and support, you know, the concert series and the band. And we always had a lot of fun when we were there on the Derby Day with our booth. We just were able to interact with the audience and just kind of banter and take a lot of pictures and see everybody having fun and relaxing. It was so nice. Okay, the next thing on new business, this was mentioned somewhere, but we have been talking about having a Derby Downtown Association. Derby Downtown Association. This came up when we were speaking to the business owners downtown Derby and noticed that we were getting a lot of good feedback in terms of ideas, thoughts, future activities like, you know, sidewalk cafes or a Taste of Derby. And since the dialogue is going so strong with the downtown merchants, many, not all, we realized that, you know, we could have for uniformity to get things off the ground, we could have a Derby Downtown Association. And some of the benefits are networking with other members, having a liaison among the city, the merchants, and the consumers. That liaison would be the Cultural Commission. Sponsorship of downtown events, if we can write some grants. Social media promotions of the businesses. Promotions in local media, which we can certainly do. We've been doing that, which is why we have newspaper articles written on the Cultural Commission activities. Fundraising opportunities, most definitely. If we get the Downtown Merchant Association going, then we can look into writing grants. And then very possibly, we can solicit as part of the Great Gift, which is what a lot of the nonprofits already do. And the Derby Cultural Commission could write the grants, get a sponsor, and come in that way and be part of the Great Gift and give that money back to the downtown merchants in some way, shape, or form. It would have to be voted on, decided on. Another benefit would be that would also include annual grant writing to secure funds to enhance the downtown, such as fancy banners, fancy lighting, benches, so on and so forth. Weekly newsletters, and maybe even in terms of crisis, we would all be on board. So these are some of the benefits to Derby Downtown Association, which sounds like a huge, impossible endeavor. However, you know, you got to start somewhere. It's on the drawing board, like other things. And the merchants would pay an annual fee of, say, for example, $250 a year. Not bad. And then that would go back into some general fund going towards the enrichment of any downtown enhancements. So if anybody from the public is interested or excited, think about that. That's something the Constitution would like to consider moving forward with. Okay, that was new business. And the next new business is flag raising August 24th. That would be for Ukraine. In this case, it's Ukraine Independence Day. The flag raising will be at City Hall, 12 noon, and it will be live streamed. Also too, the Derby Cultural Commission will be putting out a survey to all the vendors, looking for feedback from them, and also the change of the Derby Day, possibly for May 2023. And that's a lot of talking, and that is all we have. So our next meeting date is Monday, August 29th at 6 p.m. And all the meetings will be, I think it's the last Monday of every month. It'll be posted on the Facebook Cultural Commission site. And I believe that's it at 7:20. Ian, would you like to make a motion to adjourn? the meeting at 7 p.m. Okay, I second that. Is that right? And thank you everybody for tuning in, and thank you for your support. Oh, definitely. That thank you letter was written. It hasn't gone out yet, but thank you so much to the City of Derby, Mayor Richard Zekin, for making all the flag raisings happen and leading up to the Derby Day International Fashion Show. We really had a lot of fun, nice feedback on that. Thank you to finance for always being there and holding our hand every step of the way. Thank you, Public Works. You went out of your way on Derby Day, and everything looked fabulous. Didn't hear any complaints. It was, everything was clean and beautiful. Thank you so much. And thank you, Mark. I don't know why, but I know you're always there doing things. And just, it was seamless. And most especially, thank you to Gino DiGiovanni, because he was always there. And if we had little glitches or emergencies, he was smoothing them out for us. And he performed flawlessly, manpower labor on Derby Day. And I even want to thank the Naugatuck Valley Health Department. They were so sweet to us. They knew that we were newbies. So we were well-versed, and now we know how to go forward as far as vendor permits go. Oh, and the Derby Police, thank you. They were right there, and storm engine, fabulous. Thank you, everybody, and all the vendors, and we look forward to more fun. Thanks, guys. That concludes the meeting. We got to email Mark.
Hmm?
I'll be emailing Mark. Let him know. Thank you, everybody. Get out and walk the dogs.
You got to press the leave button, I think.
All right. Mm-hmm.